Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
So I want to speak to you today out of the Psalms because I'm just really stuck in the Psalms right now. I thought I was going to be in the book of James, but lo and behold, something else came up. So I want to speak to you out of Psalm 32. Oh, what joy. Now we're going to look for joy all through these scriptures that we're going to read today. We're going to walk. We can walk through the scriptures and see what God has for us. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven. Now if I'm sitting under a tree by a stream and I hear there is joy for who? You need to sit in the fact. We sometimes run by it. I would like for you to sit in the fact that you have been forgiven. You've been forgiven. Do you know that you've done things that you can't make right?
Yeah.
Amen. You've done things over the course of your life that you can't make right. You can't fix it. You made a mistake. You did it. The effects of it are there. You'd like to go back if you could, but do you know what? Jesus goes back. He can make your wrongs right. He has made your wrongs right. I'm forgiven for things that I have done. You are forgiven for things that you have done that you can't go back and make right. He's fixed it. He's fixed it. I want us to sit and enjoy the fact that you're forgiven for all the things you did. You've done some dumb things, I bet. Maybe one or two. You've done some things in your life that you did the best maybe at that time, but I love to sit in the fact I'm forgiven. God has put all of my sin on Jesus. Oh, what joy! I've got joy. There is a trademark on believers. A sign. There is a sign on us that we have been forgiven, and it's our joy. Our joy. We should be walking through this world filled with joy. Joy in our faces, joy in our actions, joy in our words, joy. I'm not saying every day you have to be happy, but I'm telling you every day you need to be joyful. Why? Because your sins are forgiven. I've got joy, 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 joy deep in my heart. Remember that song we used to sing in Sunday school? Deep in my heart. It doesn't mean that I'm like happy every day. It means that in my life, I live in joy. I live in joy because I'm forgiven. The trademark of as a Christian is I'm walking about this world. People are looking at me saying, why is she so happy? I'm happy because I've been forgiven. There should be happy. There should be joy on you all the time because you're walking forgiven. That is something for us never to forget and to live it every day. Every day there should be joy on my face, on your face, because I'm forgiven. I treasure that so much. It says, whose sin is put out of sight. Where's your sin? Isn't it so great? Your sin has been put out of sight. God doesn't see it anymore. Every once in a while, do you ever peek at your sin? I do. Every once in a while, I go back and think, oh, yeah. I have a peek at it and say, God, what was I thinking? What was the matter with me? And he looks back at me and he says, it's out of my sight. I don't see it. Stop peeking at it. Stop peeking at it. Stop going back and reliving it. And I wish and I shouldn't have not given you. You know what? It's out of sight. That gives me joy. Does it give you joy to know that your sin is out of sight? Oh, God. Joy. And then he says, yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt. Your record is clear. There is no sin against you, not a mark, not a line, not a I remember that day, not a date, nothing, not a black mark on your record because you are in Jesus Christ. And because of that, we have joy. God, that makes us joy. Does that make you joyful this morning when I say these words to you? man, my record is clear. I'm forgiven. Whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Your life, you can live an honest life, completely honest. You're not hiding anything. You're not faking anything. You can just, how many people can really just be who they are? You can just be who you are. You don't need to pretend to be something you're not. You don't need to fake anything. You can live a completely honest life. Why? Because of Jesus. Jesus has given you that ability. I can just be who I am. I'm nothing to hide. You have nothing to hide. I've got nothing to hide from the world because of Jesus. When I refused to confess my sin, isn't that interesting? Was there ever a time that you can think of when you refused to confess your sin? Boy, you weren't going to tell Jesus about it. You were going to keep it a little secret all to yourself. I got news for you, right? He already knows. So you refusing to tell him is not keeping anything from him. He already knows. So you may as well just fess up. And that process of you wrestling with yourself, oh, I'm not going to tell God about that. Maybe he was busy that day. Maybe he didn't see that one. But you refusing puts you in a state. Here's the state when you refuse to confess your sin. Here's the state. My body wasted away. Have you ever felt that heaviness that's on you, that you know that you did something, you're sorry that you did it, but you just haven't yet got it together enough to go to God? During that season, David says, my body wasted away and I groaned all day long. He wasn't light, he wasn't filled with joy, he was wasting away. People who do not have anywhere to go with their sin, it weighs on them, it lives on them, it surrounds them, it's in their head, it's everywhere, and they waste away in their bodies with unconfessed sin. I groaned all day long, you know that feeling of that heaviness, and day and night your hand of discipline was heavy on me. That feeling that you know that there's something between you and God that you just haven't dealt with. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. You think about pouring out water in the summer and how it just evaporates. Your strength evaporates and you become a weak vessel. You're so weak with the weight of unconfessed sin. Then David says, finally, I confessed all my sin to you. If there is one thing, if you could only tell people what a great thing it is to do to confess sin. It sounds like such a horrible thing, doesn't it? It is such a great thing to go before God and confess, finally, tell him the very thing you don't want him to know, the very thing that you want to hide. Tell him in as close detail as you can get. God, I remember being at a conference, this years and years ago, and there was thousands of people, and it was at the Crystal Cathedral in Los Angeles, downstate. And I was sitting there, I was so heavy. The speaker said something, and it just convicted me. And I just about shot over the, I had to get out. And I ran to, there was a beautiful chapel on the grounds. And I ran to this chapel and I threw myself at the foot of the cross and I was weeping and I was telling God, oh God, this is me. And I did that. And you know what God said back to me? He said back, I know. I know. And I was free. Not because he finally knew, but because I finally confessed. I so encourage anyone to go to God with it all. Oh, God, today I said, today I thought, today I did. God, I just want, finally, to just say it all. And I stopped trying to hide my guilt. There's no reason for any Christian to walk around trying to hide their guilt. None. We don't have it. We don't need it. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. Anybody in you, God, I was a rebellious child. I know you can't imagine that. Beyond your wildest imagination. And unfortunately, I had an older brother who wasn't. That makes it even worse. My brother was capable, for some reason, of doing what my parents wanted him to do. He did his homework. He did his homework without being asked. Incredible things like that. When he was asked to do something, chores, he actually did them. I know, right? There I was, a little bit of rebellion. And you forgave me. You forgave me. All my guilt is gone. All of our guilt is on, it was all put on Jesus so that we could walk free. My shoulders have no weight on them. All the weight of my sin, all the weight of your sin is on the cross, it's on Jesus. You just lost 100 pounds. It's the best diet ever. It's easy. Confess your sin unto the Lord, give it all to him, and you lose all the weight of your sin is on him. And you are light and you are free. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time. Oh God, therefore, because you take it all, because you set us free, because we can walk without this, let the godly pray to you, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment, for you are my hiding place. Have you ever just felt like you just wanted to, the world is too much, and everything's going wrong, it seems like everybody is mad at you, and you're mad at everybody, and you're just off. Have you ever just felt like, I just need to go hide in him, I just need to be in him, just Jesus and me, we're just going to have some conversation. Oh, he's my hiding place when everything out here is messed up. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. His song is on you. His song is around you. All around you, protecting you, giving you victory in your life. What joy that we get to walk like that. And remember when you were a little kid, did you used to skip? I think it's funny. I don't know what... I wouldn't do it, but you guys would laugh. Little kids skip. I don't know what age we all of a sudden don't skip. But that's because their little hearts are filled with joy. They can't not skip. And somewhere along the way, we think skipping is silly. So we don't skip. But there's that joy in me and the joy in us that makes us want to skip if we didn't look silly. And the Lord says, here's a promise, right? You can highlight this in your Bible, you can write it in your heart. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. That makes me excited. He's going to put me on the best pathway for my life. I don't need to worry, sweat, fuck. I say, God, put me on the best pathway for my life, I pray. I'm praying your word, and he will do it. That makes me excited for you, makes me excited for Basil. Like I said, he's going to take you, he's going to put you. You don't know what you want to do right now. You're grade 12, you're not sure. I remember that feeling of, I don't know what I wanted to be. It came to me like a lightning bolt one day. There were sort of things that we were told you could be when you grew up, and you could be a teacher, you could be a nurse, or there are certain things you could be, hairdresser or something. Man, wow, I can remember just God just like a lightning bolt shooting at me what he wanted me to do with my life. I love that moment. Along the best pathway for your life, he says, I will advise you. There is no better counselor, amen? There's no better counselor. There's nowhere else that you can go for advice. God says, I will advise you and watch over you. He's advising you. All day he's bringing you advice. He's counseling you. He's directing you. You don't know he's directing you. Lots of times he was directing me. There are some times in my life when I really knew he was directing me. And then there's some times I was really surprised to end up where I was. I thought, wow, he brought me here. I didn't even know he was directing me. Do not be like a senseless horse or a mule. You're the stubborn old mule. Don't be like that. It's just a horse running willy-nilly through the fields, willy-nilly through the fields. Don't be like that. That needs a bit and a bridle to keep it under control. Like, we don't want to have a bit and a control and a bridle to steer us this way and steer us that way because of our strong will of we're going to go this way, we're going to go that way. God says, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Just be willing. Just know, trust him that he's going to lead you along the best path for your life. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord. Unfailing love surrounds us. His love is never going to fail. And we say those words, but sometimes we forget that his love is never going to fail. Because we start acting like his love has failed us. We start acting like he doesn't love us anymore. So rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for what? Shout for joy. Joyful people, trademark of joy on us. Our life should be an advertisement for joy. Because we're forgiven, because we've got God guiding us, because we can trust in him, because he's going to look after us, he's going to put us on the right path. Therefore, joy rises up in us, and we are joyful people, and our joy should spread to our neighbors. Hi, neighbor. Your neighbor should be, what is the matter with her? Smiling in the store, put a smile on your face, open doors, say hello, be joyful. Let joy be on you like a garment that you walk around and you share with everybody. You're not going to run out. You're not going to run out. And if your neighbor's looking at you because you're waving and you're being all smiley and they're thinking, wow, what's the matter with that? Eventually, I think they have to say, what's going on with her? And you will have an opportunity to share the reason for your joy. I've been forgiven. I'm walking free. I'm honest. I don't have to fake anything. I'm just here in life. I'm just being me. I am just being me. Do you know, if I'm sitting down with you and you're not being you and I'm not being me, we're not really together. So let's think about how many conversations, how many times in life have you been sitting with somebody and you're not really being you, you're being whoever you think they might want you to be. You're not being you and they're not being them. Who's there? Neither one of you. When you're with people, we have the pleasure of really being us and really encountering them. Then you're really together. Otherwise, you're just going to live alone. If you're going to get together with people and you're not going to be you and you're going to be somebody else, you're going to be alone. So we really need to encounter each other, really being honest and really who we are. That just gets me so excited. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. How did I get my heart pure? I got my heart pure in Jesus. You got your heart pure in Jesus. You are pure. You have a pure heart. Isn't that exciting to know? Because of Jesus. Let the godly sing, what? For joy. We're here. We're jumping around singing and praying. Why? Because we're full of joy. It's on our faces of the worship team. It's on our faces when we're worshiping. I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. It's not going to go away. I'm not going to be empty of joy tomorrow because Jesus Christ lives in me. Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. It is right that we come into this place, that we sing at the top of our lungs, even if we're a little bit off key, that we sing for joy. Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre, make music for him, and I say on the drums, on the keys, on the bass, on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him, and I think this part, this makes me laugh, play skillfully. But I don't know why the harp. It's the only, maybe a badly played harp is horrible, but when he gets to the harp, he says, play skillfully. If you can't play the harp skillfully, I think, you notice there's no harp here. But just only play, it doesn't say play skillfully on the bass, play skillfully on the drums, play skillfully on the harp, or don't play it at all. So there's no harp here. And sing place. Coming together to worship the Lord is a place for us to express our joy in a crazy way that nobody's going to phone the ambulance to get us. We can really express our joy in the Lord here. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. Everything. You can trust everything he does. Sometimes it's really hard to trust everything. You hear me? Sometimes I can trust the good things. Oh, wow, look at God. Thank you, Jesus. Trust everything. Even in the storm, even in the challenges, that's when we really have to say, I trust you. I trust you in this one, too. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. Did you know that the unfailing love of the Lord doesn't just fill your heart or your home or your church? The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The whole earth is filled with his glory. That's what I hope you get to see this summer. I hope you get to see his glory in the river and in the tree and in the grass and in the flower. And Gilly and I, every day in the summer, he does a beautiful garden. He's able to get up and for an hour in the morning, maybe an hour in the afternoon. So every morning I say, let's walk about the estate. That's what I say. And we do. And so we walk out and we look at the marigolds. And then we go over here and we look at the roses. The president thinks he's got a rose garden. We look at the roses and we look at all the shrubs. And we go on the other side and on the other side. And then we look at the peonies. They're beautiful. God is in the peonies. He's in the marigolds. I was out to visit Mrs. Hayes, and she said, come here. Come here, remember? And you said, come on into my bedroom. Come on. I said, okay, sure. So we're in her bedroom looking out the window, and she has a beautiful tree, the apple tree, and it was all in blossom. And we just stood there together looking out the window at the tree because it's so beautiful. He fills the whole earth. And sometimes we're running so fast through the earth that we don't take time to see him, right? So this summer, we're going to slow it down. We're going to slow it down. And we're going to sit in the park or by a river, by a tree. The Lord merely spoke and heavens were created. He went heavens and it went poof. How's that? Isn't that exciting? He breathed the word. He went, stars. If you go out at night, outside the city especially, and you see there is a blanket of stars covering the earth, and it says here that God went out and said, stars. And stars appeared in the sky. He assigned the sea its boundaries. He said, see, you go here. And locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. He said, ocean, you can come here. Let the whole world fear the Lord and let everyone stand in awe of him. Let's take time to stand in awe of him. Let's not just rush through life so busy that we don't take time to stand in awe of him. Wouldn't that be fun if you were just standing in your front yard like this? Let's all do it tomorrow. And just stand... Come on. And just stand in your front yard. And when your neighbor comes out and says, what are you doing? I'm standing in awe of him. Come on. That's a perfect opportunity. That is a great way. That is a great way for you to witness, isn't it? Okay. Who's going to do it tomorrow? And don't lie. Okay. Tara and I will be out on our front lawns, standing in awe of him, waiting for our neighbors to show up. I've got really crazy neighbors. Stand in awe of him. But when he spoke, the world began. He spoke and he said, begin, world, and the world went. Pfft. It began. We need to stand in awe of that. It appeared at his command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all of their schemes. Right now, today, is good to know. Isn't that good to know? That God is going to thwart the plans of the nations that are running off in their own direction. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Pay attention. What joy! What joy! He's still talking about joy for the nation whose God is their Lord. Oh, that we would be a godly nation. Oh, that we would be a godly nation. Because there will be joy for us as a nation. whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. God, choose us. Choose Canada. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. Come on. Can you get a picture of that in your head? There's God looking down from heaven at the whole human race. And he sees the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on the earth. He observes us. He observes you. He is looking down and he is observing us. I love this part. He made their hearts. He made my heart. He made your heart. Who made your heart? God did. God made your heart. And you know what he says? So he understands everything they do. Why does he get? I want to just tell you this morning, God gets you. God gets you. Maybe nobody else on the planet gets you. Maybe everybody else might think you're, you know, a brick short of a load or something. God totally gets you. It's so good to be gotten. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know that it is so good when somebody gets you? Have you ever been with somebody and they just get you? And there's just this thing that happens between you because they really get you. And if you're with somebody who doesn't get you, you're both sitting there like with a question mark on your face. Like you're kind of, we're just not getting each other here. I've had a lot of people in my life maybe don't get me, but I'm so excited that God gets me. He gets me because he made my heart. And he goes, oh, I know why you did that. I get you. Oh, God, it is so good to be 100% understood in him. He completely understands. He understands why you did the dumb things you did, why you do the brilliant things you did, why you do the creative things you did, why he gets you. You can't find an intimacy like that anywhere. Not even in a marriage can you 100% get each other. God totally gets you. Oh, that just gives me joy. That gives you joy? That gives me joy. It's okay if you don't get me because he gets me. That gives me joy. He gets me. Thank you, Jesus. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is a great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war host to give you victory, for all its strength it cannot save you. Don't rely on a horse, don't rely on a warrior, don't rely on an army. But the Lord watches over them who fear him. You have got better than an army watching over your life. You've got the Lord watching over your life. Those who rely on his unfailing love. That's what I'm going to rely on. Not a horse, not a warrior, nothing else, just my Lord. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts, what? Rejoice. Come on, there's our trademark. Joy, rejoicing, happy lives, content, because we're forgiven, because we're free, because we can just be who we are. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. I will praise the Lord at all times. It's easy to praise the Lord when everything's going good, but he says, at all times, I'm going to praise the Lord. I can praise him in the, I think we sang that this morning. Praise him in the valley, praise him on the, I'm going to praise him all the time, at all times. I think it's almost more important to praise him in the valley. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will what? Constantly. I'm going to constantly, constantly is like means all the time. In Greek or something. I will constantly. That means I'm never going to stop. I'm just going to constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. That is really hard for me. Because there's a lot of things I want to boast about. Sometimes I want to boast about my kids. I want to boast about my grandkids. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Let all who are helpless take heart. Have you ever felt just helpless? You can take heart. There's help out there for you. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. That I just want to go. All right, you guys, let's go and tell of the Lord's greatness. Let's go somewhere. Let's find somewhere to go together and we will tell of the Lord's greatness. I just want to go somewhere and tell how great he is. It's great to tell us, but you guys already know how great he is. So we should have a heart that wants to go past here and go somewhere else and tell them how great he is. Let us exalt his name together. That's what we do when we come on Sunday morning, exalting his name. I exalt you, and we're singing and we're worshiping, and it's right that we do that. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. I sought the Lord, heard, and he answered. He freed me from all my fears. Why wouldn't I have joy? I don't need to live in fear. I don't have any fear in me. Why not? Because I trust in the Lord. Therefore, I can be joyful. And if fear is rising up in me, I can say, no fear, no fear. I'm not going to welcome you into my life today because I have joy. I'm forgiven. I'm saved. His covering is over me. I have joy. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with what? As he said it enough times this morning, joy. Joy is going to be on us. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. Have you ever felt just so desperate? You just have to get down on your knees, and you're just desperate. And he listened. He saved me from all my troubles, for the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Wow, he's guarding us. He's defending us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the what joys! It is our trademark. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Those who fear him will have all they need. He is sufficient for us. He is all we need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. This is very good news for us today. Very good news. If we're in that season of, I don't have the rent, and I don't have this, and I don't have that, what is he saying? He says, I'm going to provide everything that you need if you will trust in me. That takes some faith. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? That's kind of out of Star Trek, isn't it? Live long and prosper. Am I doing it right? Is it? It's right, isn't it? Live long and prosper. They stole that from the Word of God. You thought they did that. They stole it from here. Live long and prosper. And the question is, does anybody want to live long and prosper? And every person in here would say, yes. Yes. Of course we want to live long and prosper. So the right answer is yes. And then he tells us how to do that. Isn't this good? Isn't the Word of God good? Because he asks us a question, and then he says, you want to live long and prosper? And we do this. And then he says, I'll show you how to do that. Watch this. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil. Don't speak evil with your tongue. And your lips from telling lies. Stop your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace. Search for peace. And then work to maintain it. Might not come too easily. Work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. God, work in us to do right. Then your eyes are going to be on me. Your ears are going to be open to me. I'm going to live long and prosper. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. All your troubles. He is going to rescue you from all your troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Have you got a broken heart today? Some of you here might have a broken heart. Your heart has been broken by something or someone has happened. And you know what God says? I'm close to you. You have a broken heart. I'm close to you. I'm going to be close to you. He rescues those whose spirit are crushed. Sometimes our spirits get crushed. We get, because the weight of the world crushes us right down. He says, I'm going to rescue you. This is so good for us to know. This is so good for us to hear this morning. That when I'm crushed, He's going to come and uncrush me. He's going to rebuild me. He's going to lift me up. He's going to fill me. He's going to lead me, guide me. The righteous person faces many troubles. We like to think if I'm a righteous person, I'm not going to have any troubles. That's not what the Word of God tells us, is it? It says the righteous person is going to have many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Each time you're in trouble, each time you're crushed, He says, I'm going to come and rescue you. So hold on. In the crushing, when you're all flat like a pancake, when life has really got you down, He says, hold on, I'm going to come and I'm going to rescue you. And that makes me excited this morning. No matter how far down I am, He's going to come and get me. He's going to come and get me. He's going to come and get you. And we've had our crushed down days for sure. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. And suddenly we think of the cross and we think of Jesus on the cross, and not one of His bones was broken. He took everything. He took everything for us. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve Him. No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's not condemnation. You might condemn yourself. Please don't. You don't need to do that. There is no condemnation. None. If you find yourself condemning yourself, stop it. That's not from God. That's not what God would do. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Nothing. No condemnation. You can get that off of your shoulders. You're not being condemned for all the things you did. They've been given to bigger shoulders than yours. They've been given to bigger shoulders than yours. No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned. Our trademark, because of Jesus Christ, is joy. We live in joy. We think joy. We sleep in joy. We awake in joy. We talk joy. It is our trademark. Our strength is not in ourselves, it's in the Lord. We live free, clean, unhindered lives. That should fill our hearts up to know that we live free, because there is no condemnation for us in Christ Jesus. So are we going to go from this place and be filled with His joy? Yes. And if you're, I'm going to have the worship team come up right now. And if you're feeling, you're going to get some crushing, your toes are going to get stepped on, your feelings are going to get hurt, sometimes oddly enough in the church, which is a really sad thing. Fear not. God is going to come and He's going to rescue you. He is going to rescue you. We have so much to be joyful about down in our hearts.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.